Aficionado Media, all of our platforms. I'm Mike Morales here in San Antonio, in breezy San Antonio. That gentleman out there is
Jim Johnston in Youngstown, Ohio.
Jim and I have the really distinct pleasure of taking on our first RTD. That's our ready to drink. And I found these folks on Instagram. It's called Azulana. And interestingly enough, they have great social media. And I thought you can see this is your conventional can. It looks like an energy drink. I thought at first this was an energy drink because it's got that taller kind of, you know, Red Bull look to it, which is now so popular. Even you can get Coke like this now.
Yeah.
Cans of Coke that are this small, you know. But the interesting thing is, as I did more research on this, it's a ready to drink, and it's a series of three cocktails we'll be doing tonight, each individually. Just to show you, one is blue, one is green, and one is yellow. So anyway, what's the ABV on this?
It's 4.3. It's almost like drinking a Miller Lite, exactly like having a light beer.
Okay, so it's like having a light beer. You know, right now there's a big push for the ready to drinks out there. You can walk into any of your superstores or liquor stores, and you'll find little four packs of like White Claw, which is the most recent one. But what really struck me about Azulana is, at first I thought it was an energy drink. Then I thought, oh no, wait, this has got sparkling water in it. And this is the original flavor. And the ingredients on this, it is made with real tequila. Now,
and tequila from a fairly decent, decent source.
You know, in the past, Lisa and I have tasted ready-to-drinks. We have given out brands of promise to very small amounts of ready-to-drink tequilas and mixes and things like that. We're always, anything that's got a tequila or blue agave in it as a real, you know, as a real ingredient, we'll taste it. We get it sent to us. So the interesting thing about this one is, I thought they would be using a tequila from a diffuser, which would make a lot of sense. Number one, it's more cost effective. Number two, you're basically distilling vodka. And, you know, you can add your ingredients to it. And by and large, I'll say most of the ready-to-drinks out there are coming from a distillery that makes it with a diffuser.
Right.
But in this case, I don't know if you guys can see that, but this is coming from a distillery known 1443. And it's got the CRT crest on it. Right, there it is, known 1443. Now, known 1443... is Grupo Industrial Tequilero de los Altos de Jalisco. And that's where they make Dulce Vida, Don Pilar, and Puerto Bello, which you and I have tasted earlier this year, was nominated as a brand of promise. So when I saw that, it's like, hey.
This actually might be decent stuff in here.
Yeah. So I'm going to try mine at room temp, but I do have my handy dandy ice bucket, because you're going to try yours on ice, aren't you?
I put this one in the fridge, so I figure this is going to come two ways. This ready to drink is going to come out of a cooler already chilled.
Okay.
You're going to get it at room temp, and then you might be able to throw it on some ice and see what that does to it.
Okay.
But I know you were talking about the ingredients on here. That is not a long list. It's carbonated water, the tequila, a little bit of agave syrup, some citric acid, which again, I'm sure is part of the flavor profile on this. And they have sea salt in all three of these.
Yeah. So they're coming. That's the other interesting thing is, it's almost like, well, let's taste it, because before we make serving suggestions, let's just taste the goods. Okay. Oh.
It's got a nice smell on it.
Yeah, it's got a good, pretty decent nose.
Doesn't smell sugary or overly sweet.
No. In fact, I could smell. It reminded me of the anything that we've had with agave syrup added to it. Even a small amount, you can smell it at top of the of whatever it is that we're drinking. I think some tequilas like Suavecito and even Blue Nectar have agave syrup added to it in one of or two of their varietals. So you can smell it right off the bat.
Get a little sea salt, you get that sea salt just a touch, a little salinity too.
Yeah. Now, you know, again, we're sniffing this. We didn't even know what glassware to use. So I figured, well, you know, most people are going to drink it out of a can or like this, right?
Why not something like a champagne flute? It's got bubbles.
I've got, you know, my rocks glass.
There you go. So,
you know, but I want to taste it out of the can. Well, no, let's just see what it looks like.
Do a little of both. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so it's clear, you know, it's got that Alka-Seltzer look to it.
Got some nice bubbles on it, actually.
Yeah, well, you know, and this is it's carbonation. It's supposed to have good bubbles to it. Everybody's got a, you know.
Yeah, but you get a few of these that kind of just flatten out real quick.
Yeah, yeah. You mean like light beer?
Well, it's the additives in most of the ready-to-drink stuff that just – once you get it open, it goes away pretty quick. So yeah,
it weighs it down a little bit. Well, you know, it still smells good. I mean, I don't do a whole lot of these. And most often, if it's in the can, it's convenient. Like you said, you pull it out of the can, drink it. You know, you pull it out of the fridge, and it's cold, right? So I'm gonna go in room temp and let's see what we get here.
All right.
Oh wow. Wow.
That did not. I was expecting maybe a little bit more sweetness. That is such a natural sweetness on it. It's almost like it's you're getting it a little bit from the lime that was put in there.
Yeah. The salt, you can taste it, you know, in the rear of your palate, you know, how you, when you first get that, you haven't had anything to drink or taste or something and it's astringent, you know, it kind of makes your taste buds curl up a little bit in the back.
Oh.
That's got a nice little bite to it. It's got a good bite to it. You know,
it does. And you definitely can tell it's tequila. It's not that just malt liquor or the vodka kind of flavor you get with a lot of ready to drinks. It's just sort of alcohol.
Right. It's not Zima.
Right.
Remember Zima?
Oh yeah.
Hey.
And it's really light. It's not, there's no, nothing hangs around for too long, but it's not, there's not chemical taste on it or anything. I've had a couple like White Claw, I don't get it, but that's not my thing.
Yeah.
This is very refreshing. It's very light, and it's not overpowering with anything. You can actually taste tequila in this.
Yeah. Would you – well, first of all, you couldn't – it's formulated, so you don't have to add any tequila to it. And obviously, right. It's formulated to be a type of a cocktail, a light cocktail, you know.
Right.
What it doesn't give you – what I don't see, you know, and I think that's on purpose, is like a calorie chart. You know, you don't know what your
145 calories per serving.
Oh, is that what it says?
And 11 grams of carbs.
Oh, there it is, right there, right next to the alcohol by volume. Wow, you know, I got to be honest with you, if y'all have had Alka-Seltzer Plus and it comes in like an orange flavor, you know, and I, on occasion when I do get sick, and it doesn't happen often, but that this flavor profile reminds me of Alka-Seltzer Plus simply because of the one I like to drink is the one that's got an orange flavor to it.
There's definitely citrus on this.
Yeah. And so there's a citrus on, If I didn't know better, I'd say this was like Alka-Seltzer. And not that that's a bad thing. I like the Alka-Seltzer that I try, you know. But it's got that saltiness in it that Alka-Seltzer seems to have. I mean, look at the name, Alka-Seltzer. So
right.
What do you think? What do we do with this? What I mean, do we drink it straight? Do we?
You could probably drink this right out of the can, which, you know what, we should probably try that and see if there's any difference coming out of the can.
Well, I'm gonna add ice to mine because I have my handy dandy ice bucket. I'm gonna swirl mine around.
I tell you what, when you get it right out of the can, you get a little bit more of that carbonation up front.
Okay.
The salinity's there a little bit more. But this is very much like, I would say, tequila and soda. With just a little hint of citrus and salt in it, but very light tequila and not very, decent soda.
Okay, tequila and soda, I read somewhere that tequila and soda it's a cocktail that's very popular among people in the financial business. For some reason, it's called there was an article a while back, probably late last year, about it's like the financial bros drink. Okay, and I mean, bros is a
smell on your breath.
Well, yeah, apparently that's where it started. It's like guys on Wall Street who would go to local bars and ask for tequila and soda, and that's where it became a popular thing. So rather than this being a White Claw, I think this is going to, I think the demo that they were looking for is maybe the little bit more upscale. Do we have a price on this thing?
I don't. I'm going to try to find it, but it is, trying to see if I can find somewhere where I can actually get a price for it or purchase it.
Well, they're out of Southern California.
Yeah.
The owner, I believe, is in Pasadena. The gentleman's name is Henry Morita, who is the founder and CEO of Azulana. And he's based in Pasadena, which, you know, are very familiar with Pasadena. He's got a phone number, an email address that's available. Wrote us a nice little note on. And you know, there's not a whole lot, but it's Azulana.
Full pack runs $13.99.
That the going rate for ready to drinks, and I'm assuming
I haven't purchased White Claws life, but
they come in a four pack.
Yeah,
these samples came to us in a three.
Now, I'm assuming, though, because they came like this, this is a sample box. This is something they have ready to go.
Right.
I don't know if you can get mix and match flavors or if you just get all the same flavor, but it comes in a four-pack for $13.99.
Well, a four-pack or a three-pack?
Four-pack.
So you get – is there another
– I would imagine it's all the same flavor when you get it in the four-pack.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, that could very well be. Okay. I'll buy that. It says Azulana blends 100% blue agave tequila with sparkling water, the essence of fruit, and a subtle hint of agave nectar. Made with premium natural ingredients and free of unpleasant harshness, it's how a tequila cocktail is meant to taste. You know what?
I like it.
I do too. If you're gonna, you know, if you don't want to overindulge and you're in midday or something like that and you go, you know, you got to go back to work or something, you know,
for the tailgates. I mean, people that don't like to drink beer, they don't like to drink White Claws. You can't lug your blender out to the back of your car. Sometimes you can't make margaritas or do something like that. And you don't really want to be drinking straight tequila when it's 90 degrees outside for a concert or something like that. This would be great cold. On a hot day. Now, it's snowing where I am, so it's still decent. It's still good. But if it were hot outside, this on ice, I think, would be good.
Well, I what do you think? I'm impressed. I'm impressed, number one, with the distillery that they use. Number two, I like the addition of the bubbles. I think that really makes a difference. And I want to see what the rest of the line kind of progresses.
I do too. I think this original flavor profile is very simple, but it's for people that don't like. I was happy with the fact that it wasn't overly sweet.
Yeah, me too. I actually did enjoy a little bit of the saltiness on the back end, which is what I felt in the back of my palate. So,
right.
I think it's a worthy Brand of Promise nominee.
I agree.
For the ready to drink. But stick with us because we're going to try the other two flavors here shortly of Azulana. So in the meantime, I'm Mike Morales here in San Antonio. That gentleman out there is
Jim Johnston in Youngstown, Ohio.
You have been watching and listening to Sipping Off the Cuff on Tequila Aficionado Media on all of our platforms. As I said before, if you're watching us on YouTube, please subscribe. If you're listening to us on our podcast, download it anywhere you get it, including Spotify. And whatever you do, tomar sabiamente.
Sip wisely.